Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Glenn Frey, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You need to look about Glenn Frey.
Oh, isn't that ZZ Top? Is that the
It was ZZ Top,
yeah.
Right after Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey is a singer?
What?
I don't know who it is.
Cook Hooker.
What?
He said.
Glenn Frey was in the Eagles, moron. He played center and wide receiver for the Eagles.
Nice. Well, not the music group, the Eagles.
Yes, he was in the music group, the Eagles.
I don't know which Eagle you're talking about.
The music group, the Eagles.
Okay.
Smuggler's Blues?
Hotel California. That's it. I know it.
You know Smuggler's Blues.
No. But there's something about it. There's like 100 miles of driving or trucking or something. Doesn't they have like a highway song?
Yeah, they have plenty.
It's like something like these wheels keep on turning.
The Eagles are like one of the greatest American bands of all time.
No question. No. Like wheels on the bus.
But boring. But boring.
Yeah.
You know, we went to the show, John Robinson and I, and they all sat on stools, you know, all across the, you know, there was like 400 of them. And, you know, they had a big screen and, you know, their show and stuff. Boring, but they're the Eagles. Great music.
Well, you said Bruno Mars. I mean, I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard he puts on a great show.
They've got the best live show.
Well, Garth Brooks has a great live show that I've seen.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there's tons that put on great shows that I've never seen.
I'd like to see what our fans think. They should chime in, like, put, you know, which concert puts on the best entertainment value.
But fans,
Get them tickets to something. What do you got tickets to?
Hopefully I'll have some Renaissance tickets here shortly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do a contest.
We could do a contest.
Was the mayor in town this week?
The mayor of who?
Of Knockout Radio.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's not the president.
No, the president's up in Ohio.
Yeah, the president's in Ohio. That'll never be taken.
Yeah. But the mayor.
The mayor was here. He was scouting for a new office.
Was he?
Yeah. And then we sent him back.
Okay.
This guy's a piece of work. Gets on the plane. He's got his fake belt. He's got his fake hat. He's got his Hogan this. He's got his Hogan that. They went out to Hogan's Hideaway.
Yeah.
Bruce Pritchard was out there. I can't think of his name. Eric Bischoff was out there at Hogan's. And the rumor was the reason that Hogan wasn't there is because he was going to be participating somehow of the Royal Rumble.
Right.
And he was laying low. Very disappointing. Now, again, good blood, bad blood, you know, we don't know, you know, any of that kind of stuff. But,
I also saw
Flair was at the Bucks game, but he's not. Now, granted, didn't he leave? I think he's at AEW now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because have some AEW wrestlers on at Radio Rep.
I did see Ariel Teal, Roddy Piper's daughter, was in town. She was out at Hogan's gift shop as well at Deimos. So, yeah, I mean, brought a lot of wrestlers down to town. 48,000 people in attendance at Tropicana Field. Massive economic impact.
I would think that's probably the largest crowd ever at the Trop.
Probably.
Or pretty close. I mean, obviously, for obvious reasons, you know, it couldn't be a baseball game. It can't be, because how many thousands were on the field,
right,
on the floor? I don't know if they've had a big enough concert. You know, I don't know, but it was pretty packed.
Yeah. That's good to see.
Yeah, here, give me your thoughts on this. So when you sit in the first X amount of rows, you get to keep the chair.
Okay.
Okay, and it's got the logo as a souvenir. And a lot of people take them.
Sure.
But a lot of people leave them.
Yeah.
So security and fans were basically fighting over them.
For sure.
The security is fighting over not allowing fans to just take them.
Right.
They're not yours.
Right.
And to be honest, they're not the WWE's. They're not Tropicana Fields. These were purchased by people who left. Now, granted, you know, some people said, well, whatever's left, WWE will take, and I don't know if this is true, and then just resell them but these were purchased.
I think there's a better way to do it. I think if you're a ticket holder, you get that chair. You should have, you know, be assigned. After the event's over, you go to shipping or receiving and pick up your chair to take home with you. So you already have your vehicle. You can take and load it in for you. And then whatever is not redeemed, the WWE should keep, or either donate to a local school or do something, you know.
I walked up to get, you know, ringside to take a photo, and there was a chair there. So I walk up to the chair, and a young kid comes over and tries to take it. Okay. So then there was another guy to my right, and a security guard in front of me. And the security guy goes, no. And then another guy came from my right to go grab another chair. So the security guy went over to the guy to my right, right? So the person who was right to my right looked at the guy who was right to my left and goes, now, take it, go. And he took the chair and all that's off. I'm like, that was Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, like, one thing we know about people, if they're ever an opportunity to just take something that's, you know.
But like I said, in this particular situation, they're taking something that somebody else who owns it
had no value.
Had no value and left
or
it.
Didn't want to take, or didn't know they were entitled to it.
Well, no, they know.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, they know. You know when you get that ticket and it's X because it includes the chair. You know.
All right. So did you get a chair?
No, I didn't.
I thought maybe you could have elbowed the kid.
No, Fairplay got one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he went up there and he has me take a picture, which he hasn't sent me, of him holding the chair up with the WrestleMania sign. And the WrestleMania, I posted this, and of course, a lot of people love me so much for it. I said, I love the city. I hate the logo. Because what they do is they make the WrestleMania logo. It's the same WrestleMania logo, but they use the colors of the city where they're going. So it's in Philly in March.
Okay.
So it's that ugly Philadelphia green.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, at least use the Philadelphia red, but it's because it's at the football stadium, not the baseball stadium.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Have the Eagles ever opened and played at the Eagle Stadium for the Eagles?
With the Eagles in attendance.
Very cool.
You know, I don't. Well, it's not the Eagles because Glenn Frey's no longer with us. So I don't know what concert
the
I would music, send you
so
to.
The band dies when the lead singer dies?
No, the music doesn't die.
Freddie Mercury.
But
is Queen still Queen?
You know, we went to Queen with whatever his name is.
It's not the same.
It was good. It was good.
They
honored, you know, they had, you know, Mercury in the back, and they used him singing a little bit, and then, you know, whatever. I can't think of his name. It'll come to me eventually. He was on American Idol.
What about with holograms? Like, we have technology now. Can't we put Freddie Mercury back on center stage with the original members and have the authentic Queen? Oh, they do.
Yeah, they've done that.
Well, I don't go to concerts.
I saw Nat King Cole and his daughter did something. Oh. And Nat King Cole's, you know, gone. I think it's Natalie Cole. Could be. And then they used Mercury. It was Adam Lambert. You know, who we saw. He did a phenomenal job. He didn't try to, you know, he didn't try to be Mercury. You know, it was totally different.
Okay.
And enjoyable. But, yeah, you know, it's sometimes it's...
Now, speaking of, like, replacing legends, I think the new Roadhouse movie comes out soon.
Zero. I will not watch
it. Whoa, come on.
I won't.
Let's go as a station. Let's go to the early premiere.
I'm not
you, going. Steve,
I'm
Limo.
I'm not interested.
Red carpet. You and I.
First of all, the only reason you're inviting Steve and I is because you want the limo.
I need a lift.
Yeah, it's not us. I got in an argument with a guy on Facebook who's telling me what I'm going to watch.
Okay.
I said that supposedly they're making the remake of Die Hard. And I'm a Mark Wahlberg. I like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Okay. It's senseless. It is what it is. I go, I'm not going to watch that. You're remaking Roadhouse without Patrick Swayze? No, zero. I will. Oh, you'll watch it. You're telling me that I'm going to watch it? I know I'm not
going to watch
it. I'm not watching
it. We have to watch
it. Zero interest.
Together, you and I will watch it. With the
first of all, there is no we.
It's us.
There is no us.
This is us. This is a TV show. Us. This is us.
Zero interest.
I'll buy the popcorn.
Because it can't be. It can't be.
I don't even think Swayze was the best role in that movie.
Well, he was.
It was his nemesis. The other guy.
I said Swayze for Die Hard, which is Bruce Willis. Swayze in Roadhouse can't be beat.
Who's the guy with the long hair?
Who are they going to have play Terry Funk? You know who Terry Funk is?
Wasn't he the bad guy with the on the dark side?
No, but do you know who? You don't know who Terry Funk is?
Terry Funk.
Terry Funk. Terry and Dory Funk.
The Cameron.
Yeah, wrestlers. No, he was a wrestler. Who was
okay?
What?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm not going to watch a movie. I don't have any interest in the movie. I've probably seen as many movies as you've seen concerts.
Yeah. I just think it's because, like, the MMA angle, we should cover it as a station.
Well, I was there when they shot it.
Well, yeah, I know. I was, too. Wasn't I there?
No.
Where was it?
It was in Vegas.
It was in between, like, the fight they had. Yeah. They filmed it. I was there. I was there for one of them.
How were you at a UFC Vegas fight?
I wasn't at UFC Vegas.
I'm sure it was Vegas.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. No, maybe not. Maybe it was in Miami. But she didn't go to Miami either. Maybe it was Jacksonville.
Could have been Jacksonville.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I remember being somewhere, and I'm like, I was there for part of it. I don't remember why.
Well, I don't know how you could have been there for part of it. You were either there for all of it that they shot.
But maybe it was in New York, Madison Square.
Maybe it was.
I don't remember.
But no, well, that was too recent. Yeah. Couldn't have been that. I don't know.
Well,
you know, they have this thing called Google. And maybe, you know, during the break, you could take that flag off your back and, you know, Google it.
Why? Because I'm patriotic. That's my country. It's my people.
First of all, it's not your country.
It's our people.
And you're being very disrespectful.
To who?
To the flag.
Are you crazy? This flag's proud. I'm proud.
Yeah, you're proud.
Would you ever wear a gi out in public with a white belt? It's my mission belt.
I understand.
It's great. This is what we need, because they always come undone. Like, do you know how to tie a gi, like belt, like the right way, or it doesn't come undone during training? What are you showing me?
I'm in a mission belt,
don't
too.
Don't put your pants on.
No, I got my mission belt on. I got a pink belt.
Yep. But it's so hard to tie those things where they don't come undone while you're grappling.
This is the belts that the Navy wore.
Yeah.
You know, these were our Navy belts. It was the same kind of clip.
So you think I can get in the Navy now that they dropped the high school requirement?
No, because they really don't want morons.
But I'm patriotic.
First of all, you're not. What kind of job do you think you would do in the military?
Oh, I would drive the boat. Captain.
Okay. The boat's in me.
Captain.
No, you wouldn't be the captain.
Bobby.
You'd be captain. The boat's in me.
What's the highest ranking officer in the Navy?
Four-star general, maybe?
Commander. Commander one.
The commander's not the top, but he's
admiral.
Admirals, I would think a four-star general is pretty high.
Okay.
All right, luckily it's break time.
So I won't be a five-star general.
Yeah, five. You are an idiot.
What? Like, it's all about ratings.
Right.
The Cowboys are a one-star.
They have one star. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
We'll be right back. At ease.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this this is Zachary Bryan from Home Improvement. Got a movie coming out called Slammed, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Watch out, Randy.
Tool time, baby.
So you're part of like movie premieres. Like you should definitely be a part of this Roadhouse remake.
Just got an email, a guest asking about coming on the broadcast next week.
Do you take open requests from fans?
Well, Dana would say that Oscar De La Hoya is a fan.
Oh.
So the Golden Boy.
Oscar De La Hoya. He's going to come on the show?
Going to come on the show.
I'll move over.
Well, you won't be there. I'm lining all the big guests are going to be on Tuesday.
Oh, I changed my flight. Yeah. Coming out on Sunday.
You don't know how to change a flight. You barely know how to book a flight.
I know where I'm going.
I know where you're going too. HE double hockey sticks.
No, I'm going to the Navy.
Yeah.
Come on, Randy. Wouldn't it be great to like serve this nation?
I did.
Yeah, do it again. See if you still got it.
Well, first
like
of all,
a bucket list.
I already did it. Why do it again?
Like the things you learned back then, you could, you know, see if you still kept them. Like training would be easier.
I honestly think, you know, I would need a refresher, but I could do today what I did then.
What did you do again?
Track ships, planes, subs.
Okay. Well, we have GPS now, so I don't really need you.
Right. Well, but for the GPS, what you have to do is you have to swim to the boat to put a little tracking device on it. That way you can track it on GPS.
That's
how it works.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
There's no way you could go through boot camp.
Oh, come on. Boot camp's nothing. Have you ever rode a bike to New York?
No. Here's the thing, and I say this with all the true love and hatred that I have for you. You couldn't handle the mental aspect of it.
Oh, stop.
No, you would break.
Stop. No way.
You would.
With what?
You would say something. You know, you would cop that attitude that you have.
I have an attitude.
And then they'd code red you.
Code red. That's only in
the movies? Yeah. Okay. Like, you believe what you want to believe.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. There's code reds.
Okay. I'm ready.
Did you see that movie?
If you got all the connections.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah. A Few Good Men.
The best part of what's the best part of A Few Good Men?
Where he Santiago. I don't know. Like yeah.
The best part of the movie is when the other attorney, you know, I know he's a big name. I can't think of, he was in, Let's Dance. God, what was his name? Kevin Bacon from the Bacon Brothers.
Okay.
8 Degrees of Bacon. So when he brings the manual of can you show me in the manual where it says about Code Red? And he hands him the book, right? And he's like, well, no, sir, it's not in there. So you telling me that there's something, and they walk away, and he walks away all cocky. And as he walks away, Cruz grabs the manual, and he brings it back. He goes, can you show me where it says where the food hall is? And he goes, no. And Tom Cruise goes, you're telling me you don't eat in Guantanamo Bay? He goes, no, 3 squares a day. Well, how do you know where to go? We just follow everybody else and go eat. To me, that was it was
that's great.
It was good.
It was really brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant writing. Brilliant acting.
But you got all the connections. You signed up for a boot camp, put me through. I'm not enlisting. I mean, I got.
But you can't.
I'm a celebrity. I can't go into the military for that long.
First of all, you're not a celebrity.
I can't be that
second
far
of all,
away from.
You're not talent. You couldn't handle. You can't handle the truth. You couldn't handle boot camp.
Sign me up.
All right. Well,
let's do it together.
If no, I'm not doing it, I already did it. And I skated through it because it was so easy for me.
Oh, stop.
For me.
Stop it.
There's no way you could do it. And if I am able to organize this,
okay.
You're going to do it.
I'll do it.
8 weeks long.
Eight weeks? That's a long time.
8 weeks long.
Well, where's it at? Do I have to travel? Do I have to go somewhere? Well, San Diego? Do I have to go to like Bud's training or whatever?
Well, I mean, it's in San Diego. It used to be in Orlando. They closed that one down. I'm sure Chicago was still open. But, I mean, we could put something together.
8 weeks is long. Like, what about like a Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4?
Yeah, thanks. That's my
something,
point.
Something a little bit longer than like a live radio feed, like a furniture store, like a car dealer.
2 to 4, you show up at 3:15, and you're like, can we be done this? That's the part. Oh, here's my little blood and face from last night.
Your reminder.
Here's my reminder. It was so funny when they're like, hey, you're bleeding. I'm like, am I really? That's awesome. I don't know how. Well, it's because I bleed easy. I'm a bleeder. You know, it's from the old Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair with the razor blade.
Yeah, cut it on the way down.
Razor blade.
No, but I'll do a boot camp. I mean, I just don't want to travel far.
Moron. A boot camp.
My own bed.
Exactly.
Do they have the adjustable mattresses?
They have those chairs. human touch chairs.
Like the zero gravity.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe I'll do the NASA program instead.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You couldn't do 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's too long. My ADD would kick in. I'm bored after 3 hours of this show.
Here's what the Navy did to me. So I get a phone call, and I know we have to hit a break, so we'll do it in a minute. I get a phone call from a recruiter. Hey, I heard you were looking to get in the Navy. I'm like, not that I know of. Where did you hear that? Well, your billet came open, and for you to get the billet, you need to come down now. What's my billet? What? I didn't know. Air traffic controller. I'm like, all right, that sounds cool. All right, we'll do it. So I drive over to Tyrone Boulevard to sign up, and they're like, yeah, you were too slow. The billet's gone. And they switched my billet, which was something similar. I'm still glad I went in. Then I went down via train to Miami, and they argued with me, just like you do. They were just as ignorant as you are. And they're like, all right, Randall, come here. I go, well, Randall's not my name. All right, Randolph. Randolph's not my name. Well, yes, it is. They're not arguing with me what my name is. Well, you need to go by your legal name or you can't join. I said, well, then put me on a train and send me home because it's not my name. And we argued for quite some time.
Yeah. And what is your legal name?
Randy.
Randy is your legal name.
Yeah, that's my
name. With an I?
No, moron.
I didn't know. That's a valid question.
No, it's really not.
It is.
Do you know anybody, R-A-N-D-I?
Yeah.
Do you?
I have a teacher. She was...
Exactly.
Right.
R-A-N-D-I is female.
Got it. I'm not in today's Navy.
I'm not a transformer.
Not in today's Navy.
Yeah, today's Navy.
All letters are equal, even I.
Well, they're not.
You?
I do not identify as an I. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by this show's flying by. I can't wait to be done. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. What concert? That was your question, right?
What concert should I go to? What live show is the best out there?
And Matt will go to whatever the winning show is.
Okay.
He will buy the ticket. So think outside the box. Think the most expensive concert, and that's what we want to win. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on? This is Tug McGraw, talking sports with Randy Harris. Hope you're listening in. Have some fun.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's George W. Bush, and you're listening to Sports with Randy Harris. Hey, this is George W. Bush, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Whatever.
Great. That's a great line.
That is a great line.
From W.
W is cool.
He's cool.
Z is cool.
He's a great president.
G is cool.
Who's G?
I'm just saying random letters.
Okay. Like I. And you.
All right, so UFC returns this weekend.
Does it really?
Looking forward to it. You know, it's like, you know, I know we both have said this, that every week kind of gets old. Yeah. And then when you miss 1 week, it's only going to be 1 week that you miss. And now it's like,
feels like forever.
You're jonesing for it. Like,
oh,
that,
jonesing. Drew Dauber on the co-main event.
Yep.
That's, I mean, that's, he's an exciting fighter to watch.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Right. But he's explosive. He wins in different ways. He has different, you know, he can hit you with a body shot and end the fight. He can, you know, submit you. It's good. I like watching him fight. Randy Brown fighting Muslim.
Randy Brown also, Randy Brown, Drew Dober both did the show from International Fight Week last year. Can't wait for International Fight Week this year. It'll be fun. Good stuff. Can't wait for UFC 300. We threw a little bonus in. I know you're going to go over the card, which I want you to do. UFC 300 will broadcast that Wednesday from the Apex.
Okay.
We'll be at UFC 300 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be at the Scorpions on Saturday because we'll be at UFC 300, but we will see the Scorpions on Thursday.
Oh, nice. Sounds like action-packed weekend.
It will be. It'll be cool. Who else is on the card there, Homer?
You spend a lot of time on the road. You're way more than boot camp, and these days.
No, because boot camp was 8 straight weeks. Living in a room full of stinky people, loud people, obnoxious people, people trying to make points. I just want to get through the day.
Where's this fight at? Like on
Apex?
Man, there's a lot of foreign fighters, so a lot of letters in their names.
Same with next week.
Where are these guys coming from? Like, you know, why can't we just go back to like the Midwest? Like, Joe Smith versus Mike Jones.
Dana said that they were going to start moving a lot of these Apex shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get back on the road and start doing these. So.
And there's some names. I don't even know where to start. Like,
start with the first initial.
Well, first initial or letter.
Yeah, whatever.
Like the women's flyweight, Julia S-T-O. Expand because my eyesight's not good. Stoliarenko.
Your job is to butcher names, not mine. Can you tip the guy?
Oh, he did get me. Man, you're the best. You're like did you clock out for your break? We're gonna adjust your time log, sir.
It's like you know, being a pilot where you have to take a break.
Yeah, required by FAA.
By FCC. FAA.
FFA. Future Farmers of America.
Yeah. In between slaughtering that cow.
UFC. Just do me initials. Do me abbreviations.
We're going to be giving out some honey, too, right?
Yes, Texas Hot Honey on deck.
When are we going to start that?
I got it today. Here's the light.
Did you hear the part of what you said?
What's that?
You got it today.
Well, yeah. I got to test it. Make sure it was good. So here's a life hack for you, Steve. Remember this time when you got back from your break? I'm going to need you to record this for a live reel in the YouTube channel. Life hack. I bought Little Caesars Pizza and crazy bread today. Cheap, low quality, discount food. I took Texas Hot Honey, put it on top, added so much flavor, value. Life hack, save money, feed your family, get Texas Hot Honey.
What, let me ask you this, though. Can't you just take the honey and put it on your finger?
Yeah.
And then just...
But then it sticks to your lip. Like, you can't move.
Your finger or the honey?
Yeah, your finger. You can't get it. So, but no, it's fantastic.
Show was going so good.
You can get like regular food, like average food with not much flavor. For me, when I'm doing my bodybuilding, my transformation I'm on, the Bucked Up Energy Challenge and all of these other ones I'm in, like I like to do rice cakes because they're great for like, you know, energy and they're like low calorie. Put the honey on there, give you the insulin boost, give you that workout, the carbohydrates. It's fantastic. Gives you flavor. I mean, it's really that good in during the middle of a workout. So
how many different flavors does hot honey have?
Four flavors. And so last night, you know, I wanted desperately to go to the food fight and walk around to all the tables and, like, you know, put Texas Hot Honey on every chef's creation. But I feel like as a former chef,
wait a second.
Right. Because I'm not a chef now. But as a former chef.
When were you a chef?
Well, I've always been a chef. But
were you?
Yes.
So you don't have to go to schooling?
So my uncle
You don't have to be licensed? No,
I learned it was a family business. And my uncle used to make these little pastas by hand in the shape of letters. And he called it alphabet soup. And SpaghettiOs, maybe you've heard of. So my uncle, Chef RD, he taught me how to make pizza at a young age. And I'm just kidding. But being a chef, we work so hard to make the flavor so perfect, right? We test and we sample, we add ingredients. And before the person even tries what you created, they add salt or pepper or hot sauce or some kind of condiment to it. And they haven't even sampled it yet. And it's the most disrespectful thing you can do in a restaurant, is to not try the chef's creation before you doctor it up to your own specifications. So I just felt that last night those chefs worked so hard to put together like an amazing event that it would have been disrespectful to walk around with a bottle of hot honey, even though it is my favorite condiment, and it does make all the food better. So that's my stance.
You know what I just found out?
Oh, what's that? I'm a chef?
No, you're not a chef.
Chef RD.
That sometimes salt tastes good.
Yeah.
I've never put salt on anything.
Really?
Nothing. Well, never.
Everything has salt in it.
Well, I would never put it in. You know, I know like when it's cooked, when my wife cooks, she doesn't put salt in it because then she salts her, because I've never wanted salt.
Right.
I've never tasted salt. You know, I mean, I've tasted it.
Right.
You know, salt on a pretzel.
Sure.
The only time I would ever use salt is on a hard-boiled egg.
Okay.
Right? That's it.
Right.
Now, like I started to cook at home and I'm using salt a little bit. Tastes pretty good.
Yeah,
it's like butter.
It's pretty good.
Nothing tastes better than butter.
You can take a bath in it.
In butter?
Oh, it's salt. Yeah, I guess you can do both. But
no, I know you can take a bath in salt. I have salt, before.
If you have enough buoyancy, like you just, there's no weight. You're like weightless. You're floating like the Dead Sea.
Well, don't athletes, don't the fighters, sure, you know, get in salt to
no question.
Drop water?
Well, yeah, it helps.
Salt sucks it out of your body.
It does.
All right, back to the card.
It's just a bunch of things. I got to get another can of alphabet soup before I can spell the rest of them.
You should get one of those translator machines.
Well, that's what Google is.
Go ahead. Pronounce
them. I don't want to. You make me look dumb in the show.
You don't need any help.
All right, we'll start at the top. Main event. Not even a name you recognize. Roman
Reigns?
Daldies.
Would have been excited if it was Roman Reigns.
Versus Nasodurnin Imav. That's your main event. How are you going to sell that card?
They're not selling it. It's at the Apex.
Okay. Well, how are you going to give it away? You don't even know what country they're from.
Why do you need to know what country?
It's important.
Why? Seriously. Be serious for 1 minute.
I need to know.
Why?
Because it's not a nation that I know.
So you root for fighters because of the nations they're from?
Yeah. If they don't have a flag.
More importantly, what nation do you root against?
Oh, against?
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't really know many nations. The United Nations, I am
What was the last fighter that fought out of the United Nations? Well, that was January 6th or 7th or whatever it was.
All right. Renato Mocano versus Azmat Maksum. Perfect. Oh, that's a different night. Fight. Dang, I always swipe right.
My God, Randy, that's what he said.
Randy Brown versus Muslim Sakavov. Vivian Araujo versus Natalia Silva.
I really think you're disrespectful to all these athletes that put in all the time, all the effort to perform for your entertainment.
Well, I'm worried about, like, who named these people this? Like,
their parents?
Yeah, but there's too many vowels. Like, if you went on Wheel of Fortune, you would never make any prize money. Because if you buy a vowel, and then the whole name is vowels.
You know what the best part of Wheel of Fortune was? You probably don't even remember this.
What's that?
But back in the day, like now, you win cash.
Right.
Okay? Back in the day, they had this round thing that circled.
A wheel.
Okay. That was in thirds. Okay. I think it was thirds. So after the first round, they would go, all right, you've won X amount of dollars. And you would have to buy stuff. So you didn't get cash.
Oh.
So you were like, for $155, I'll take the toaster.
Okay. Buy appliances.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It was just like a whole mishmash room. For $1,212, I'll take the couch. For $619, I'll take the Polaroid camera. It killed a lot of time, too.
Right.
But I just happened to talk to somebody the other day, and they're like, yeah, I was just telling my kid about that. And they're like, shut up. They didn't do that. I'm like, no, they did.
Well, I mean, now they give you like four letters to start the prize pot, like the bonus round. It's right. Like RSTLNE, and then you get, you know, have to guess like an extra four or five, you know, letters. So, and now it's a lot easier. Back then, they didn't give you any help. Am I right?
Yeah. No, yeah, you didn't get any.
So, but no, the fight card's great. Spiders are great. I just don't know any of them.
Now, how do you know they're great?
Because they're in the UFC. Okay. That's the greatest promotion in the world.
I agree with you.
My boss told me that the only way anything would be better is if they join the UFC, which Dave Feldman just sat down with the big boss man, Dana White.
You're right.
And that could be a collaboration. They could be maybe trading fighters. So could we trade like the NFL?
Well, I'm going to say no, but I just spoke to someone.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Oscar.
I appreciate it. Don't Oscar. Be so cocky. All right.
Yeah, why?
He's so mad.
Did you clock back in?
He was such a nice guy. He got me a Reese's for lunch.
Did you clock back in?
Why don't we do that now? Why don't we hit this final break so that I can have this Reese's and then we'll finish strong. Can we try to finish this show strong?
Yeah, it matches my eyes.
All right. Final break of the afternoon coming to you from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Please give Mitch a call between 2 and 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, 727-954-3605. He will get in his scooter and he will come right over and fix your needs. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Renato Babalu Sobral. You are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris, Benjamin Plaza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio. Randy eating Reese's peanut butter.
Is there anything better in the world than a Reese's peanut butter cup? Seriously.
I mean, if you put Texas Hot Honey on it.
Well, you wouldn't know because I ate them both already.
Did you really? You inhaled that.
I did. Wow. It was the short break. So
the Golden Retriever loves peanut butter as well.
I love it. But you're not allowed to eat peanut butter.
Why?
Like they get mad if you take peanut butter on a plane because of the peanut allergy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't. Can't rub it on people.
But I'm not allergic to it.
Right, but you got to be sensitive to everybody else.
But I'm hungry.
It's your job to be aware of other people's concerns at all times.
Okay.
I signed Steve up. We're now part of the Navy 8-week summer camp at the Busch Gardens. Going to be on the log flume. I don't know if you've ever.
I think Steve could do the 8 weeks. I don't think you could.
No, he's not built for that.
Well, no, but see, if there's some things that you can do to get out of the boot camp of boot camp.
Well, first they have to shave his head, so he'd lose those golden locks.
That's true. That's why he wouldn't go
he
in.
He would collapse emotionally. Like, it would be like Barbie losing her hair. You know what I mean? But no, we could work on become a captain of the log flume, the lazy river. I mean, that's right up my alley.
No, they named it after you.
Yeah, it's on my own river. It's amazing. Yeah, I think I could survive Busch Gardens for 8 weeks. There's animals there.
The restaurants are closed. So you can't, you know, they'll open one, whatever the worst one is.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with that. I mean, you got all the animals there. I mean, you know, I could survive in the wild. There's lions and stuff.
Well, no, what they'll
bears,
do.
Oh my.
But part of the boot camp training is they will drop you in those cages.
Yeah, from the zip line, like drop down from like the gondola that goes across the sky bridge.
Right.
So yeah, so I'll rappel down like I'm coming out of an Apache, and then I'll just be like Rambo. I mean, just start, you know, just take my knife and.
I don't think you could even carry that knife.
I create a little shelter, you know, cut down some bamboo and like make a tree house.
Who wins the Pro Bowl game? The flag football, the touch game on Sunday.
Do they play for anything? I mean, no. Like baseball, they play.
I think there's some money involved. But
but there's an advantage in baseball, right? Isn't it whichever league wins gets some kind of home field advantage or something?
They get an extra strike.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No.
It's the new rule.
Oh, but I thought there was an actual incentive.
Well, no, there was. Whoever would win the All-Star game got home field advantage.
Right.
But
that's a big deal.
It's a big deal, but what they decided was that it's not a big deal because most of the All-Stars that are there won't be there in the playoffs or the World Series.
Right.
You know, because baseball has that awful rule that every team gets somebody in the All-Star game, which it shouldn't be. If you don't have an All-Star, you don't have an All-Star. But that's this world that we live in, you know.
Quality.
Yeah. Okay. We want to identify as an All-Star.
Right.
We may not be one, but, you know.
So
they're going to try it next year, that only for the World Series. So whoever wins the All-Star game, whatever division, National American League, they get an extra strike.
I love it.
No, I think it's cool.
Because it makes the game meaningful.
Yeah.
There's a purpose behind it now.
But what you have to do is you have to identify, and this is true. I know it sounds stupid. You only get it at one batter per inning. So you have to, before he comes up, you know, and I hope I can say he, but, you know, they don't have any female players
in
major leagues yet. So you have to, you know, whether it's the leadoff hitter, whether it's the fourth hitter, that inning, you have to, you know.
Designate,
you know, kind of like where they blow it in the NFL where they forget to report in.
Right.
And then it cost them the touchdown with Buffalo. So, you know, you just have to be smart.
Very eligible.
You know, the last thing you want to do is come up and say, all right, I'm the guy. I get the extra strike. And then, you know, you hit a base hit with the first pitch. Or you homer or whatever. Now you've wasted that. Right. So, you know, it does put some strategy.
Well, but I like at least it means it's meaningful. Otherwise, it's just an NBA All-Star exhibition. And it's just no defense and just, you know, travel and running down the court and dunking.
Well, but that's regular basketball too.
It's true. It's very similar.
There's nothing changed.
It's true.
You know, they travel, you know, it's Michael Jordan once took off from the half court line.
Yeah.
Not the free throw line like Dr. J, but, you know, from the half court.
What about Rick Barry? That's pretty cool. Rick Barry.
I had heard an interesting story.
Really?
Now, I want to get permission before I tell the story, though. Oh,
yeah, so we got to wait?
Till next, till 2 weeks from now. You know, we're going to be so packed.
Oh, yeah.
Next week that.
That's cool. Like, he's playing pickleball. Like, I didn't know he was
a basketball
player. Look
at that submachine gun that our producer just brought.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was a basketball player. I just saw him playing pickleball, so I didn't know he was a real legend of basketball.
One of, if not the greatest free throw percentages, and he did it granny style. You know, so yeah, back in the day.
Are you shot granny style? Is that your form?
No,
come on.
But it was funny because Steve goes, I haven't even heard these teams he's played for.
Oh yeah,
he played for the Warriors,
right?
Well, that's the Golden State Warriors.
You know what I saw on Facebook Marketplace? If it's still there, let me see. We still got time. Let me search for it. There's an original Warriors vest from the movie.
No.
Yeah, $200.
But that's not original. It's not a prop.
I think it is. I think it's a Warriors vest. $300.
Yeah. Well, but it just says it's the vest. It's down to three. It was originally four, and they lowered it to three.
So if we bought three of these, we could go to the Super Bowl as the Warriors. If you want.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's from the movie. I don't know if that's a prop. It could just be.
I mean, it says movie. I mean, it looks like a movie.
Yeah, it looks like.
Right.
I think that's what it said. It looks like one from the movie.
But you would have to ask. But we could walk around to the war. We get some Coca-Cola bottles, clank them together.
You haven't even seen the movie.
But I know what Puff Daddy and P. Diddy, he did that in the video. Bad boys, come out and play. That's where he got it from.
I don't know.
And he did the Coke bottles he clanked together.
Who did?
Puff Daddy. Well, back then he was probably called Sean Combs or maybe Diddy or P. Puffy or maybe now Defendant.
And that was the name of the song?
We got footage of Randy losing his balance. Whoa. I like the slow motion. Wow, 3,000 views of you falling off the platform.
But it doesn't matter.
You did good.
But you would rather be a loser and step off than me be the winner.
Well, I didn't want to break the guy's stuff.
I won. That's all that matters.
That was courteous.
I shot the BB gun. I won.
Can we buy the guy a new setup?
You can do whatever you want.
Can we do a fundraiser?
You can do whatever you want.
Come out and meet Randy Harris.
You can do whatever you want to do.
The radio show that fell from graces.
First of all... I didn't anything to do with grace. And why would I be upset? My record is 1-0. You're 0-1. You have to live with the fact that you're 0-1.
I just want to start a boxing series with this 360 photo booth. Like, make it a thing. We'll just take it with us on the road and we'll just put two people, make a great rules. And I'll wear my referee jersey. I have a jersey and a whistle. I'm sanctioned by the state of denial.
I don't like it when you make fun of our producer, but this is the only guy I know with 7 seconds left in the show. He's now put up 3 microphones.
Well, now he's ready.
4 cameras.
He's ready for the next show that comes in after ours. This is a busy network.
Yeah, we're starting to rent this room out. This facility out. Yeah, we got new UFC posters are going to be up.
Life size.
We're gonna bring the fighters in. They have to stand here, in the corner.
Or at least legible so we can read them.
Any predictions for this weekend? Who are you picking to win?
Well, I'm going to go with those guys. I don't know who's fighting, Randy. I just looked at all the names. I don't recognize them.
All right. I'm going to say this publicly and then privately. Perfect. Please don't make fun of Power Slap. All next week when we broadcast in Las Vegas.
Why?
Because it's a real sport.
Yeah.
It's taken over.
Yeah.
And wait till you go to it, if I allow you to, on Friday.
I was the fan of it before you guys. I was promoting it when I wasn't allowed to talk about it at last year's Super Bowl. So I've been a fan all the way. I'm excited about going. I can't wait to go.
First of all, that's not true.
That is true.
And we have the footage.
I proved it. I was the one that brought it up. I brought it to the table.
You brought it to the table.
That was me.
But not in a good light.
I did. Sure. I just asked the fighter's opinion of what they thought about it.
And I like it.
It's a great sport.
I don't know about great, but I enjoy it. It's entertaining. And why is that any different than any other entertaining sport? I'm not saying it's something that I would do. And I've always said, who are you? Or you listening at the red light, to say that this guy shouldn't go in there and let somebody slap him in the face.
Yeah. I mean, for some people like you, battle wounds, scars, blood, is a badge of honor. You walk around the next day proud.
Right. I'm leaving it.
You walked around the whole place last night. You're like, you were the man. Like, you're like Ric Flair.
Woo!
I kept hearing woo, and then the people were handing you chicken wings and stuff. Like, that's crazy.
I didn't eat chicken wings. I ate a lot of shrimp.
I did.
A lot of pork.
Oh, man, I'm still got to go back on a diet.
You know, the thing that I did drop the ball is I didn't take cards from some of those restaurants that were so kick-ass.
Yeah.
Like the St. Pete restaurant. I'm sure that I could call my contact and find out locations, who was where.
Right.
The one that had all those, mussels.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, outstanding. The scallop that was over. Crazy. I'm telling you, people, you need to purchase tickets next year for the Tampa Bay Food
Fight. It's the best event of the year, for sure. By
well, at least to this point.
Yeah, right. It was the best event we've done yesterday. Come on, Randy. Just do it. Just do it.
Do what?
Nothing.
We're gonna have all sorts of bucked up energy drink to give away on Radio Row. We may have to leave some outside because you can't get into Radio Row. We won't do it on Tuesday. We'll wait till Wednesday, and you can lug the cases in.
Well, I'm in their transformation. I need to work out, so I got to do some fitness stuff. Should we play a game while we're out there? Like, do something fun at the booth?
Probably not.
Trivia?
Probably not.
Kind of like ping pong, beer pong.
We're not there to have a good time.
That's what the other stations do.
Yeah, but we're there to work. We're there to represent the Tantalk Radio Network, Knockout Radio.
Yeah, but like you have a leaderboard, and it's like a continuous thing all week long, and the people can win prizes and get a chance to meet me.
So the loser, the biggest loser, gets to meet you.
Well, we haven't determined yet. By the way, but something fun, like something entertaining that, because last year they had like his boy C.D. Lamb.
You asked me a question, and I answered it. No.
He didn't do very good in beer pong, and Christian McCaffrey did great. So
I've been told Pat McAfee
will
be on next week.
Pat McAfee's a great guy.
I'm shooting for Tuesday.
You should.
I'm looking for that. Yeah, Dana White, Tuesday.
Tuesday's good because it's slower, and that guy likes to talk.
Well, no, Tuesday's better because you won't be there.
Well, no, because McAfee can just sit down and dwell.
He was at the Royal Rumble.
Is he?
He was in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, was he?
And allegedly, he said on his radio show, and again, I don't know if this is true or not, he had no idea that he was in it.
Really?
And so, they do the numbers, they count down, 5, 4, and then it was Pat McAfee's stuff, and he's like looking around lost. So he gets into the ring, and then climbs out of the ring, and then climbs back in the ring, and he was going to go up against Omos, who's about 419 feet tall. And so then he's like, no, I'm good, and he just jumped out and left.
Really? Dang, I didn't know that was a thing.
The coolest thing of the night, and I know we're running out of time, is and I didn't really get to see it as much as I wanted to. The brothers, the Usos, the twins, were 1 and 2.
Okay.
And they're feuding.
Oh, okay.
So they were fake feuding.
All right.
Because the buildup is that those two will eventually wrestle each other.
I think you should wrestle your brother Ben. You and Benji. Just do it out. Like, we'll do it at Fossil Park. Set up a ring.
You mean like we did when we were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it back. I'm good. I heard you used to trespass in Steve's yard when you were little.
He says that's true. I don't know what yard I used to trespass through.
What was the last time you cut through somebody's yard without permission? People don't do that anymore.
I did it all the time growing up.
Yeah, growing up, it was like just standard. You're like, every yard was your yard.
I would walk behind the neighbor if you're in the house of our house growing up, the house to the right, I would walk behind his house and then cut through behind to go to the street behind.
Uh-huh.
And then according to Steve, the house that we would cut into to go to Lynch Elementary School was his house.
Well, that's a culture I want to bring back in 2024. Walking across people's property without permission.
Well, you do that now with your dog. You know, you walk into somebody's yard with your dog and you let the, you know, like Patty Pimbleton, you know, I'm going to clean up my poop, my sloppy poop in the yard. And people that just leave it. It's one thing if you do it in the yard, which is disgusting to begin with, but at least clean it up.
Yeah.
I'll go outside. I'll walk down the sidewalk. There's poop on the sidewalk. Like, you didn't see that? You're just so incompetent and a moron.
Where do you live?
I live in North Tampa.
Got a lot of homos, apparently.
All right. Well, but just in time. The computer is dying, so it's time to say adios. As the late, great legend Gordon Solie said, so long from the Sunshine State. Next week, we will be broadcasting all week from Mandalay Bay, Radio Row, Super Bowl. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 12 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, 2 to 5 on Friday. Until then, have a good weekend.
My tribe went down in the Hall of Fame, cause I'm the one who shot Jesse James. Power for power, I will never break down.
Big bang.
No, sir, I don't mess around.
Oh!
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.